The plan to make Rafa Madison's 11th sister city has met with strong opposition from the Madison Jewish Community Council.
Sister cities are good ideas. This sister city proposal is not a good idea.
Executive Director Steve Morrison says Rafa city leaders have close ties to militant groups responsible for terrorist attacks on Israeli settlers.
The material that the project has put out clearly indicates a connection to Fatah, which just 3 days ago was one of the groups that claimed credit for the murder of a pregnant mother and her four daughters.
Morrison also charges that Palestinians connected to the proposal backed an anti-Semitic resolution at an international conference on racism in the summer of 2001. But members of the Madison Rafa Sister City Project say neither of these charges are true. Jennifer Lowenstein spent 5 months in Rafa laying the groundwork for the project. She says one of the goals of sistering with the city is to reduce violence.
I would like to think that our official status and our official relationship with Rafa could in fact have a mitigating effect on things like home demolitions and arbitrary shootings.
Lowenstein points to Madison's sister city ties with El Salvador as a model. She says the link helped prevent attacks on civilians during the civil war there in the 1980s. But Mayor Dave Cheslevich opposes ties with a city that is enmeshed in the complex dispute between Israelis and Palestinians. He says the city council shouldn't get involved in foreign policy debates.
The city and council and I are neither prepared for that debate or should be expected to carry on that debate. We've got a lot of city business to attend to, and I don't think that this is a very productive way to spend our time.
Still, the proposal does have the support of several city council members, and it will likely come up for a debate and a vote in early June. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.